This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 267 for Tuesday, February 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was up sharply Tuesday morning, seeing a continuation of last Friday's gains to start the week. Canola is up by $5 to over $10, the most active May contract up $9.30 at $710.30 per ton. Many contracts hitting fresh contract highs this morning. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support, with Malaysian palm oil also up sharply in overnight activity. Chart-based buying contributed to the gains, with some stops likely hit on the way up. Ongoing concerns over tightening old crop canola supplies also remained supportive, with the market working to ration demand. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 9 cents in the May contract at $13.80 per bushel. Rain delays for the Brazilian harvest provided some underlying support, with tightening U.S. soybean supplies also underpinning the futures. Monthly U.S. crush data for January will be released later today, with pre-report market guesses calling for the third straight record large crush. Many Asian markets remain closed today for Lunar New Year holidays, and that is limiting some activity in the U.S. market. Corn futures, they are higher, up 6 cents in the May contract at $5.42 per bushel. Corn market largely taking direction from soybeans and wheat this morning, lacking any fresh news of its own. Wheat is posting the largest gains of all the grains and oilseeds today on weather concerns across the U.S. plains. Minneapolis spring wheat up 11 cents in May at $6.37 per bushel. Kansas City up 12 cents in the May contract at $6.35 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 10 cents in May at $6.51 per bushel. Arctic temperatures dipped well into the southern U.S. over the weekend, with that cold blast hurting winter wheat crops in areas with poor snow cover. However, the winter weather did come with snow in many areas, and that did limit the winter kill concerns to some extent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 16th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.